This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today flagged off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. The train, which previously operated from Srinagar up to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, will now run up to Jammu Tawi. Union Minister of State Jitendra Singh and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah were also present on the occasion. The regular services on the extended route will begin from Saturday. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. With the extension of the Vande Bharat train, the passengers can travel between Jammu and Srinagar in less than 5 hours. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor gave a message to the world that India will not tolerate any terrorist activity under any circumstances. Speaking at the National Security Summit 2.0 in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said India is no longer the country that moves forward with that old mindset where terrorist attacks happen on our soil, and we just keep issuing diplomatic statements. He reaffirmed the government policy of no distinction to be made between terrorism and its sponsors. He described Pakistan as a center for international terrorism and India as a hub of information technology. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a 2-day visit to Ladakh beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said during his visit he will be attending the first ever international exposition of the holy relics of Lord Buddha, commencing on the 1st of May on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The Home Minister noted that devotees from different parts of the world will offer veneration to the relics of Lord Buddha in the exposition. A Pakistani High Court is scheduled to hear a plea filed by jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi today, challenging their convictions in the Al-Qadir Trust case. An Islamabad Accountability Court in January last year sentenced the 73-year-old Imran Khan to 14 years in prison and Bushra Bibi to 7 years in the corruption case led by the National Accountability Bureau, Pakistan's anti-graft watchdog. The couple has challenged the conviction in the Islamabad High Court. The U.S. military has announced that its forces have intercepted 42 vessels as part of a blockade aimed at preventing maritime commerce from entering or leaving Iranian ports. U.S. Central Commander Brad Cooper, in a statement posted on social media, said that 41 tankers are currently stranded as a result of the operation, carrying an estimated 69 million barrels of oil worth over $6 billion in potential revenue, further restricting Iran's ability to profit from its oil exports. He described the blockade as highly effective, adding that U.S. forces remain fully committed to its full enforcement. Iran has strongly condemned the seizure, calling it a flagrant act of piracy. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast widespread rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds across several parts of the country during the week. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and the northeast. Heavy rain is also expected today in parts of Gangetic West Bengal and southern states. Meanwhile, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and the northeastern states are likely to experience thunder squalls, and thunderstorms and lightning may occur in parts of Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The rupee depreciated 32 paise to 95 rupees 20 paise against the US dollar in early trade today, weighed down by elevated Brent crude oil prices, hovering around $122 per barrel and strong American currency. Meanwhile, benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 1.3% lower in forenoon session today. The Sensex plunged 1,065 points to 76,432, while the Nifty shed 331 points to 23,846 when reports last came in. Broad-based selling was observed across the market, with metal, realty and PSU bank sectors leading the decline. And with that, we end this news bulletin.